The AI product is becoming a governed platform Thursday, August 20th, 2026. Welcome to today's AI Builder Radar podcast from CodeMingle. Today's theme is simple. The model is no longer the whole product. ChatGPT is becoming a different product for teenagers. Cursor is expanding from an editor toward code hosting. And enterprise agents are forcing teams to measure the cost of an entire workflow, not merely the price of one model call. These stories look different, but they point to the same architectural shift. An AI product is becoming a policy engine, an identity layer, a system of record, an execution environment, and a cost control plane. Let's begin with teen safety. OpenAI has introduced ChatGPT for Teens, an experience designed for users aged 13 to 17. The company says the teen experience applies stronger safeguards around self-harm, risky challenges, graphic content, unhealthy body image material, and romantic or sexual roleplay. It is also intended to support learning without simply replacing the student's work. The most important engineering change is automatic segmentation. Accounts that declare an age under 18 or that OpenAI's age prediction system estimates belong to a minor receive teen protections. When the system is uncertain, it defaults to the safer experience. Adults who are incorrectly classified can verify their age and restore adult access. Parents can optionally link an account. They can set quiet hours and manage features such as memory, voice, image generation, and model training. They can also receive limited safety notifications. OpenAI says linked parents cannot routinely read the teen's conversations. That distinction matters. It separates product controls and narrow safety interventions from general surveillance of private conversations. But the launch is not proof that the problem is solved. Child safety advocates quoted by the Associated Press want evidence that the safeguards work in the real world, particularly around compulsive use and emotional dependence. Classifiers and controls must be tested for bypasses, false positives, and harmful interaction patterns over time. For builders, the architecture needs more than a different system prompt. It needs eligibility signals, a version policy, explicit capability grants, clear intervention rules, and privacy-aware audit events. The model may classify a request and produce a safer response. Deterministic services should decide whether memory, voice, browsing, or an external tool is actually available. A prompt that says, "Do not call this tool," is weaker than never issuing the tool credential. Age prediction also creates two kinds of error. A false adult classification can remove safeguards from a minor. A false teen classification can restrict an adult and require verification. Both error rates need measurement by cohort and region, and every restriction needs an understandable appeal path. Now to developer infrastructure. Cursor is rolling out Origin, which it describes as a Git forge for the agentic era. The direction takes Cursor beyond writing and reviewing code. It moves the product toward hosting repositories and coordinating the workflow around them. That is strategically important because the repository is not just a folder full of source files. It holds history, permissions, pull requests, required checks, branch rules, release metadata, and the evidence used to review automated changes. When the coding agent and the forge share one platform, the agent can receive faster feedback and operate with fewer integration seams. The same convenience creates concentration risk. Teams should ask whether repositories, issues, pull request discussions, audit logs, and branch protections can be exported in useful formats. Is synchronization with another forge reversible? Are bot identities scoped? Can an agent open, review, and merge its own work inside one vendor boundary? This is much larger than an editor preference. It is a source control, identity, compliance, and business continuity decision. A safe integrated workflow should keep conventional trust boundaries. The planning agent gets read-only repository access. The change agent gets a short-lived branch scope token. An independent CI service runs tests and policy checks. A human or protected release gate holds merge authority. The agent's normal runtime identity should not be able to weaken branch protection, edit its own required checks, or approve its own pull request. Before moving to a managed forge, rehearse and export. Clone every repository and mirror. Export issue and pull request metadata. Preserve review threads and audit logs. Then prove that a replacement CI pipeline can rebuild a release. Portability that exists only in documentation is not a recovery plan. Our third story is agent economics. Gartner forecasts that the cost of agentic AI workflows will rise more than fivefold through the end of 2028. This is a forecast, not a universal observed result. But its reasoning is useful today. Even when each token becomes cheaper, an agent can consume more total resources through longer contexts, additional reasoning steps, tool calls, retries, verification, and multi-agent coordination. Gartner has also forecast that unmanaged AI coding costs could surpass an average developer salary by 2028. Its recommendations include model routing, context engineering, token thresholds, and governance at the use case level. The misleading metric is cost per million tokens. The operational metric is cost per accepted outcome, one resolved support case, one merged change, one reconciled invoice, or one verified research brief. A cheap model that loops, produces rejected work, or creates expensive human review may cost more than a stronger model rooted directly to the difficult step. Build a ledger around the whole attempt. Record the task identifier and outcome. Count model calls, input and output tokens, tool runtime, retries, and human review time. Then calculate total cost. Aggregate those numbers by task class and outcome, not only by team or a PI key. That reveals whether the expensive component is context retrieval, a reasoning model, sandbox execution, failed tests, reviewer time, or uncontrolled retries. Budgets should become control flow. Route routine classification to a smaller model. Reserve strong reasoning for ambiguous steps. Cache stable context. Stop after repeated identical failures. Require approval before the agent crosses a cost or authority threshold, and keep quality in the ledger. Producing more rejected work for fewer dollars is not an optimization. What connects today's three stories? The assistant is becoming an audience-specific policy surface. The coding tool is becoming the repository and workflow system of record. And the model call is becoming a long-running economic process with its own budget and controls. This is vertical integration for AI vendors can improve performance by owning more context and workflow. Customers gain convenience but trade away some modularity. The right response is not to reject integration. It is to make the new boundary visible. Policies should be versioned. Authority should be scoped. Costs should be attributable. State should be exportable. Here is the practical build for this week. Choose one agent workflow in production and create a one-page control contract. Name the users and risk cohorts it serves. List every data store, external tool, and durable artifact it can touch. Map each action to a specific machine or human identity. Define a budget for tokens, tool runtime, retries, and elapsed time. Record the evidence required before a result is accepted. Add a kill switch that revokes authority without depending on the agent vendor. Finally, run an export and recovery drill for the workflow's system of record. If any field is unknown, instrument it before expanding autonomy. Invisible authority and invisible cost compound faster than model capability. Today's verdict is this: the model is becoming only one component of the AI product. The surrounding platform decides who gets which capabilities, where valuable state lives, what the agent may change, and how long it can keep spending. Treat those decisions as architecture, not settings. Segment the risk, scope the authority, price the outcome, preserve the exit. Now test your knowledge with five questions. Question 1. What happens when OpenAI's age prediction system estimates that a ChatGPT account belongs to someone under 18? Is it A, the account is permanently deleted? B, teen safeguards are applied automatically, with age verification available for misclassified adults? C, every conversation is sent to a parent? Or D, the account receives unrestricted adult capabilities? The answer is B, the teen experience is applied to likely under 18 accounts, while incorrectly classified adults have a verification path. Question 2. Why is cursor origin more significant than a normal editor feature? Is it A, it changes the editor's color scheme? B, it moves cursor toward hosting the repository and its surrounding development workflow? C, it removes Git from software development? Or D, it guarantees that agents can merge without review? The answer is B, a Git forge holds history, permissions, reviews, checks, and release evidence, changing the system of record boundary. Question 3. Which metric best captures the real economics of an agent workflow, Is it A, the model's context window size, B, the number of installed tools, C, cost per accepted outcome, including retries, tools, and human review, or D, the lowest advertised token price? The answer is C, token price misses execution, retries, verification, and review. Question 4. What is the safest way to prevent a coding agent from using a prohibited capability? Is it A, mention the restriction once in the prompt, B, give the agent administrator access but ask it to be careful, C, enforce the restriction outside the model by withholding the credential or capability grant, or D, hide the action from the user interface? The answer is C, deterministic access control is stronger than a prompt-only instruction. Question 5. What four concerns does today's platform checklist emphasize? Is it A, data, authority, economics, and recovery? B, fonts, colors, icons, and animation? C, prompts, temperature, top P and seed? Or D, followers, impressions, likes, and shares? The answer is A, teams need to understand stored data, granted authority, full costs, and recovery options. That concludes today's quiz and the Thursday AI Builder Radar from CodeMingle.